This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of three new albums featuring female singers he believes deserve more recognition. This is Jane Wiedlin singing Inside a Dream from her album Fur.
There's a certain amount of stir in the rock press these days about the sudden profusion of women making vital, innovative music. To some extent, this attention is obviously sexist. You don't read too many articles that lump together a new batch of male singers out there. But it's undeniably true that what critics and fans are noticing is a number of women working in idiosyncratic styles. Small but significant triumphs occur as women reject female rock stereotypes: the sex bomb hard rocker, the frail song poet, the bluesy good time gal. The names that are being most widely bandied about are performers such as Tracy Chapman, Sinead O'Connor, and especially Tony Childs, who was the recipient of an inadvertently hilarious mash note from Jay Cox in Time magazine recently. All of these women have their strong points, to be sure, but there are other singers around right now who could use a bit more attention. I'm thinking of acts as various as Jane Wiedlin, a former member of the Go-Go's who recently put out her second solo album. There's the female rapper named MC Light, and a band from Iceland called the Sugar Cubes, whose most notable asset is the voice of lead singer Bjork. That was the Sugar Cubes from Iceland, whose new album, Life's Too Good, has just been released in America. It's clear that lead singer Bjork has been influenced by everyone from Susie and the Banshees to Olivia Newton-John. The group's lyrics have a dreamy surrealism that sounds all the more mysterious coming from her diving, swooping voice. By contrast, the rapper MC Light speaks in a calm, conversational tone. She had a big hit last year with a song called I Cram to Understand You, Sam. In it, the narrator spoke about her suspicions that her boyfriend was seeing someone else. The unsettling climax of the song occurred when she discovered that the secret he was trying to keep from her was that he was addicted to crack. On this song, called Paper Thin, taken from the album Light as a Rock, MC Light talks about the emotional emptiness of much romantic speech.
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin.
That's MC Light. It seems to me that one of the most neglected pop albums of the year is Jane Wiedlin's Fur. Although the album's first single, Rush Hour, is a top 20 hit, the album itself isn't selling especially well, which is a real shame, because working with producer Stephen Haig, Wiedlin has made one of the wittiest and most varied records I've heard in a while. Take, for example, the title song, a bouncy pop number that, upon closer inspection, turns out to be an impassioned plea to women to stop wearing fur coats. It's an animal rights song as it might have been sung by a cross between Dusty Springfield and Petula Clark. What common themes are to be extracted from these distinctive performers? None, I'm happy to say. This stuff has nothing to do with trends or movements, and perhaps appropriate words like ambition and independence are too obvious to be of much use. The point, if there is one, is simply that this music deserves to be heard more often, by as many people as possible, because the best of it will stretch anyone's conception of what rock and roll is supposed to encompass.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's Bjork from the Sugar Cubes singing Birthday. This is Fresh Air.